International Bible Studies. Lesson for January 19th, A God of Mercy. Key verse. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Psalm 103 verse 8, New King James Version. Selected Scripture, Psalm 103 verse 1 through 14. There is a perversity in the fallen human nature that breeds dread of God. It imagines that God is fickle, vengeful, and antagonistic toward the human family, quick to judge and swift to punish. Our key verse dispels that error in thinking and speaks of God as merciful, full of grace, and slow to become angry. Psalm 103 is a healing balm, banishing any dread of God that may cloud our thinking. We suggest that the Lord's people read and consider it with regularity. Note the psalmist David's jubilant tone. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Verses 1 through 5, New King James Version. This presents a true and spiritually healthy view of our Creator. He is forgiving. He does not hold grudges. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Verses 9 through 12, New King James Version. Apostle Paul characterizes God in a similar manner. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 and 4, New King James Version. Our Creator is acknowledged as the Father of mercies. Note the plurality, mercies. The manifestation of God's mercy appears in many shades and forms. He is also identified as the God of all comfort. Those whose lives are devoted to him can attest of their personal experience with his multiple mercies and profound comfort. David's Psalms have a recurring theme of God's mercy, perhaps inspired by his great sins of adultery with Bathsheba and Uriah's murder. Ponder the anguish of Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Verses 1 through 4, New King James Version. Dear reader, may we take similar comfort in realizing that we worship a God of mercy. As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust. For those who honor the Lord, his love lasts forever, and his goodness endures for all generations of those who are true to his covenant and who faithfully obey his commands. Psalms 103 verse 13 through 18, Good News Bible.